Before we start our announcements, if you could all turn the Wi-Fi off on your phones, that would be great. We're having some issues with the computer connecting to the internet for the live stream. So if you could turn your Wi-Fi off as we continue in the service, that'd be great. The nursery is available for those who have children under the age of 2, so go ahead and take advantage of that. Congratulations to Sam and Kevin Long. They just got married on Saturday, December 12th. The Power for Living, if you wish to continue receiving the Power for Living pamphlets, you can sign up in the church foyer. Today will be the last day for that. The Christmas Eve service is Wednesday, December 24th at 5. And then we will be starting a young adult Bible study. So if you are single or married or have grandchildren and feel young at heart, you are welcome. We will not turn anyone away. I will be organizing that. There's a sign up in the foyer. You can go ahead and put your name and your contact information. And then as we go through the next couple weeks and get some names on there, we can figure out what days work best for anyone who's interested in participating. Coming up, we won't have Club Rock until January 13th, but we will have youth group tonight at 6 p.m. as normal. Does anyone else have announcements? All right. The call to worship this morning is Matthew 1, 18 through 21. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Given Jim some sign language, and he just stared at me because I didn't know if it was him or me that was supposed to do this. So that stare meant, I'm here. Okay. Take your hymnals, turn to number 131, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Please stand and sing with me, 131, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations. Ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Take a moment to rub elbows or wave at somebody and say hello, and it's glad to see you.
Well, good morning again. Jerry heard me. That was good. This is our opportunity for prayer and praises. Just one note about this week. We have our Christmas Eve service, and there is a sign-up sheet that if you would like to do a special, it doesn't have to be singing. It can be a reading, or my wife will be doing a story for the kids that attend. We will be live streaming this year, so if you're not able to attend, we'll have that available. But the more that sign up, the more full the service gets. So if you would sign up, please, that would be wonderful. Just a couple of prayer requests that I've received. Maggie and Andy are on their way to Rochester. Elizabeth has her surgery the 22nd, but she has to get a COVID test, so they need to be there this afternoon, and so they're on their way. Please be praying for them and for Elizabeth. And just as a note, the elders, when we met and have talked over with Maggie and Andy, we will be taking a special offering for them with all these extra expenses. We'll be doing that January 10th. That'll be the second Sunday. That way we're all back. But if you are not going to be here during that time, there will be a special offering for the Doms on the 10th. Also, George Melber has been moved to Sioux Falls, the Prince of Peace. He has to quarantine for 14 days as they're kind of awaiting a space here in Miller. So Lord willing, he will be back in the Miller area. But for now, he has been moved to Prince of Peace in Sioux Falls, and that's also where Lorraine Augsburger is at. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Paula.
My older brother Dick, and his last name was Smith, they thought he had a real bad infection, but septic is what they were saying. It turned out it was a stroke, and partly because of AFib and overworking and too much going too hard when he had the AFib. He's got some damage on the left side, but I'm hoping to get home in the next couple days.
So Paula's brother Dick, and his last name is Smith. He went into AFib this week, but working through it, he ended up with a stroke. He is in Sioux Falls, correct, Paula? He's in Sioux Falls with damage on his left side, and he is hoping that he'll be able to get home this week. Any other prayer requests? Oh, Lori. So Lori's request is for her niece Cecily and the family. With Carson's passing, there's the dealing with it, especially being at Christmas time. I know it's very difficult. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we continue through our worship service today, we are reminded over and over again this season of the year of what your Son came to do on our behalf. That it is, our world likes to look at a manger and the innocence of a baby. And that is how the account starts, but that's not where the account ends. Thankful that the cross is not where it ends either. But your Son has risen from the dead. He is risen into heaven, and he is seated at your right hand. That he is indeed King of kings and Lord of lords. And his coming was at the right time, as Scripture tells us. And he came to seek and to save those who are lost. We thank you for the hope that he gives us for this life and the life to come. And the opportunities we have this season of the year as we go through Advent to remind, to inform, but also to present the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, we do lift up our church members, our community. We lift up the Doms as they travel today. Be with Elizabeth as with the COVID test, but also the surgery on Tuesday. May you guide the surgeon and the surgical teams as they work on her eye, that you would bring healing, that you would bring peace of mind and heart to Andy and Maggie and to the family. We are grateful that you, as the great physician, are in control. And so we ask that you would work through this time, that you would comfort her, especially being so young, may not understand all that is going on. Give her patience with the whole process as well. Father, we lift up George Melber to you, and that you would continue to work in his life. Thank you for the testimony that he has for you. And in this move down to Sioux Falls, we pray that you would help him as he has to quarantine, and that you would always be an ever-present help. Thank you for him being a part of our body and for all these many years. Father, we lift up Paula's brother Dick to you, that you would be healing him, that you would work through the side effects of the stroke, that he would regain the strength on his left side, and that he would be able to go home this week. We also lift up Cecily and the entire family, her daughters, the extended family, and as they go through this season without Carson, that you would be an ever-present help, that in their grief that they would truly sense your peace and your presence, that your loving arms would wrap around them. Father, we do pray for the youth of our community. Thankful for those that invest in their lives. We thank you for bringing Derek and Kelly into our midst, and as they minister to the students in the area, that you give them wisdom. I'm thankful for the gifts that you've given them and the platform. Father, we pray for the ministry of Club Rock as they take a couple week break, that you would continue to use your word in their life, as you have promised that it will not return to you void, that you would watch over our students through the break time, for our teachers that have an opportunity to get rested and recharged. We pray that they would be able to do that over this Christmas break. Father, we pray for our community, to, that you would watch over those that are dealing with COVID, other illnesses, and for those that have recently lost loved ones, as again coming through the Christmas season. That we are thankful that death is not the final victor, that your son is. And Father, we lift up our servicemen and women across the world, that you'd watch over them. We also lift up Skip and Betty Harkin as they minister in Brazil, that you would continue to sustain Skip's health, that you would watch over both of them and the ministry opportunities they have. Father, we pray for our country, and especially the divide that we see, and it is truly a worldview issue of, and it is not, and always remind us that this battle is not with flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities and powers of this world and of Satan. But your son is on the throne. Father, help us to be the representatives of your son. You've called us to be ambassadors. Help us to be faithful in that witness. That it is not, we do not put our faith in political parties or in our government, but we put our faith in you and your word. And so help us to live as people that know there is hope. Father, we truly ask that you would use us mightily in this area. Help us to always remember that the Jerusalem you've called us to, and to our state, our country, but also around the world. Pray for our missionaries as you have worked through them this season of the year, as they are away from families and friends, that you would sustain them through this time, especially with COVID and the changes they've had to make, that you would give them creative abilities to minister to the people you've called them to. In Jesus' name, amen. Charlie's going to come forward, and it's not in our bulletin, but he is going to be singing a special. We haven't had a lot of those, and so we're grateful for the musical talent that you've blessed him with.
I'm going to do things a little different today because I'm not playing my guitar with my special. So I'm going to miss my security blanket here just a little bit. Some of you might understand that. As my heart jumps into my throat and I get really nervous. I do this, I'm up here every week, I know.
If it helps, but his guitar is a security blanket for me that I don't have.
But we pulled down there. I just thought this song was fitting with all the chaos and the craziness and things that have been going on. And just one more reminder that we can use of the Christmas season.
Christmas is about His glory. Christmas is about His grace. Christmas is a gift of love our Father gave us. More than just another story about a special time and place, Christmas is a time to lift a song of praise. For God is with us, and we celebrate the glory of His presence. Christ has come to fill our hearts with love. He came to save us. King of kings and Lord of lords, His name is Jesus. God with us, Emmanuel has come. Angels fill the night with singing. God is reaching out to man, bringing us a gift of hope in Christ our Savior. More than just a time of giving, this is God's eternal plan. Christmas is the reason we can sing again. For God is with us, and we celebrate the glory of His presence. Christ has come to fill our hearts with love. He came to save us. King of kings and Lord of lords, His name is Jesus. God with us, Emmanuel has come. God is with us, and we celebrate the glory of His presence. Christ has come to fill our hearts with love. He came to save us. King of kings and Lord of lords, his name is Jesus. God with us, Emmanuel has come. God with us, Emmanuel has come. God with us, Emmanuel has
come. I invite you to stand and sing with us a few more songs.
be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me. Bring me near, draw me to your
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love for us. We thank you for this season and its reminder of how great your love is, so great that you sent your Son to be born in human form, to live a perfect life, die on a cross to pay the penalty for our sins, and to rise again, conquering sin and hell and death. Thank you for the privilege of coming together this morning to worship you, to remember the power of your love. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.